posted on the web. Really appreciate it. I don't do it often.
Okay, yeah. We're on here.
And the ones that I've done.
Okay,
like is. That yes. Have all been yes. Really
here we go.
Mostly for grandkids, like yeah. They'll keep it.
You gotta pick them. You gotta first of all.
Yeah, I don't do what Jim does.
This meeting
Jim
of the Public Works, Parks, nice. Labor, and Transportation Committee to order.
Make sure they're bonus.
And we call to order the committee
of budget
appropriation for the public forum president, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Alvarado. We're meeting this afternoon. Meeting. Of the two committees pursuant to a resolution that the board passed, if you recall, on September 7th, resolution 2010-117 was passed, later amended, some technical amendments you'll recall on the I believe it was the 20th of September. And that resolution called upon the boards, committees on public works, parks, labor, transportation, and budget and appropriations to provide input and recommendations to the administration regarding the Playland Park request for proposal that was issued on August 27, 2010. Ordinarily, I guess the process would have been one where we would have had the entire board or a majority of the entire board sign off on a statement. However, this particular resolution called upon only these two committees to offer input into the process. I think we've also decided that what that means is not only is it input to the administration, but it's input to the participants who will attend tomorrow's pre-proposal meeting that's scheduled for, I guess we finally found out, what, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Okay.
At the Ice Casino.
At the Ice Casino, at Playland Park.
Wear a jacket.
On site. Okay. That's cold.
Cold.
But anyway, we're here today to put together our input and recommendations. The document before you is a draft. It's a draft statement of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, Transportation Committee, not budget and appropriations yet, but it's a draft that includes a number of different points that have been made at this table by members that would fall into the category of input and recommendations. And it's a place to begin this discussion. The document doesn't have to be limited to these points. It doesn't have to include these points, but it gives us a basis for discussion. However, I should put on the record that at least from the standpoint of Public Works and Parks, things like the parkland, playland remaining county parkland, and that the Children's Museum is to be part of the physical organization of Playland. These are points that the members of the committee have felt strongly about. So anyway, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, and since this is the input of your committee, Mr. Chairman, I think it would be appropriate for the budget committee members if you have anything that you would like to add to the points here, or ones that make you uncomfortable on the list that we can discuss and amend as necessary. Judy.
Yes, I would like to add, and this is in keeping with the probably the overall biggest amount of input that I'm getting from the City of Rye, in which the park is located and which I represent, to the board. The concept of maintaining public access to the Long Island Sound and to the boardwalk at Playland. This has for years, well, obviously 90 years, been a real integral part of what Playland means to the Sound Shore. And it's not just the Rye residents. I mean, it literally is. It's Marty's residence. It's Larchmont Mamaroneck residence. I mean, this is, there are not that many, if any, public access points to the Long Island Sound. It's often taken up with clubs and homes and private parks. Even in Larchmont, it's actually not a public park. It's a private park, privately owned park.
Long Island Sound and Boardwalk, you said.
So Long Island Sound and Boardwalk would be a bullet point that I think would be very, very important. And the other point that I wanted to make, two other points. One is that the Westchester Children's Museum, to be a part of the physical organization, I would say at, because of all the work that's done, that's been done, I would say that this should be cited at, and I would put it in writing, cited at the North Bath House.
So, the Westchester Children's Museum is to be part of?
The North Bath House at Playland. Because of the $7 million that we've spent making sure it doesn't fall down.
So we have Westchester Children's Museum is to be part of the physical organization of Playland and cited at the North Bath House.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing. Sorry, I don't mean to
have so many.
I should have emailed you. Playland Lake is to remain available for rowboating and foot pedal water rides, operating as part of the amusement park. There's another reason for Playland Lake, which is also known as Manursing Lake. There's a big conservation reason in that it protects the reed conservation area behind it, which is what the county owns, as well as the fact that this lake actually acts as a barrier to an entire residential section that's behind there, and it keeps the erosion out of the residential area by it's almost like a figure eight. Mm-hmm. And the front part is Manursing Lake, and then the back part is Kirby Pond. So
so how do you want
to I would just say Playland Lake must remain as it exists. There's a great deal of environmental conservation work that's going on currently with regards to the lake, Manursing Lake, because of it's an erosion control. We got a big grant, the county did, to make sure that the lake doesn't silt up. It's been completely redone. Again, these are all sort of infrastructure improvements that I would hate to see, you know, go by the wayside.
All right, but still, I don't get that completely.
I think I would just say Playland Lake must remain a viable lake, even though it's man-made.
But Playland Lake should continue to remain.
Or just should remain
a lake.
Is to remain a lake. If you want a rowboat on it and foot pedal on it, that's who knows. But it's got to remain a lake. Can't be dredged and filled with cement.
And you said that Playland Lake is also called Manursing?
It's also called Manursing Lake. This whole area was a combination of Manursing. There's a bunch of parkland that was pulled together in the 20s by the county, largely because there were a lot of brothels there. And it was a cleanup of the area.
Are you saying bring back the brothels?
If it adds to our revenue, no.
Revenue is revenue.
No.
Fungible.
No.
All right, why don't we then make a change here? Make it Playland Lake / Manursing.
I can see it now. Area legislators.
Lake.
Yeah, especially since it's online.
Not be.
I would just say Playland Lake / Manursing must remain a lake.
Or altered. Would that work? Playland Lake / Manursing Lake should not be disturbed or altered?
I would just say it should remain a lake.
Up to you. That's, should remain a lake is fine with me. That's, if you think that covers everything you want to do, yeah. Should remain a lake.
And what you don't want to do it in post, what happens in the lake, but you should.
Right. I mean, I don't want to say we have to have foot pedal water rides there if nobody likes them. I don't know. But I think you need to keep it filled with water and there.
Okay.
And it fills with water through the Long Island Sound.
Yeah, I think the point, if I remember correctly, I think the point about the rowboating and foot pedal water rides was that it was the one water resource, I guess, that was available for this kind of boating. We weren't interested in seeing, I guess, power boats in there.
Right. Oh,
these
yeah,
were,
no.
These were primarily attractions that were linked to the amusement park. Mm-hmm. You go outside the gate, and there was the pedal boats. I've never been on them. I guess they're pedal scooters or something.
No, it's those. Okay. Yeah, the pedalos.
Okay. So
they're
anyway,
like little catamarans with
yeah.
pedals.
And so the idea was to not permit that, and the point about the lake being a buffer or the lake as an integral part of the Reed Sanctuary, that would be honored, but that would be the extent of the use of the lake. Or were you going to continue to permit an amusement, a ride use of the lake as well, which would not damage the lake? And so this was a way to kind of allow it to remain as a lake, remain as a buffer, remain as an important component of the Reed Sanctuary, and also allow it to continue to remain as part of the amusement park to the extent that rides having to do with rowboating or foot pedaling would be permissible on. I think that was the general background to that item. But Playland Lake remaining as a lake with the your special knowledge of how it serves as a buffer for the residential area. I mean, these are important.
Mm-hmm.
These are important. So, okay. Also, let me ask a question about this. I did take note of maintaining public access to Long Island Sound, and like the infrastructure of Playland, to the extent that it's been changed recently, especially the fence that has generated so much comment. Is the fence now presenting a problem for public access to the sound? I don't know.
They have now closed the beach, and I've started to get a lot of complaints about that. A, they've closed it to dogs where it used to be open to dogs, and B, it's now closed to people too. And where it had been under Dan McBride, they had allowed it to remain open for residents to walk on and run on, residential dogs to run on. And that's been closed. The fence that I think you may be talking about is on the boardwalk, where they had blocked one area because
yeah.
they were putting up the fencing so you wouldn't fall off.
Oh, okay. Is that going now?
They had blocked, I don't know if they've opened that back up again. It's supposed to be opened up. No, you're supposed to be able to walk all the way around and all the way down to Reed. It's a cool walk.
They're waiting for a gate on the green, on the water side.
Oh, okay.
They have to come in and you can only go a little beyond that, and they've still blocked it off because they're still working.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's because of the work, dude.
Right. It's because of the work. It's, yeah. There are also a lot of negative complaints that I've received and have forwarded on to the administration with regards to the tiki bar taking up a lot of the boardwalk, although it is in the lease, and there is a lease that allows mm-hmm. them to be there. And I understand it's quite popular.
What do you mean? So they don't have to pay the parking fees?
No. It's that a lot of residents like to stroll on the boardwalk, and now you've got this whole area that's blocked off for the tiki bar. And so there's a lot of residential resentment that our boardwalk is now being used for commercial purposes.
All right. On that point, I got similar complaints, so I went to the lease, and honestly, Judy,
I have it too.
It looks like it's illegal what they're doing. I don't see what the lease gives them any power to do that.
Because it says it maintains a public access. There is a public access.
The lease premises are set out in the lease with a circle around it, and it does not cover the boardwalk. I understand the administration is preparing an amendment to the lease because, in fact, they may be trying to change the lease to allow that to be done legally, but as best I can see from the lease premises, putting any tables or chairs out on that boardwalk is not permitted, at least under the cover of going down the pier.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed, without blocking
yes.
access, but they're allowed to put some tables
that's
under the cover.
Exactly.
But they are apparently, the allegations I've heard, are putting chairs, tables on the boardwalk going around.
they keep saying, no, they're not.
Well,
they,
I know. Because the lease does not allow
no,
that.
No, I agree with you. The lease doesn't allow it there.
The lease doesn't allow that, so that's just illegal. Well,
and I haven't heard of any attempts to amend it. Yeah, I just keep hearing that he says, oh, yeah, we're not supposed to be out there, and he'll pull the chairs back.
Right, right, okay. I thought he said the lease allowed it. I'm saying the lease does not allow
it. No, the part that's out on the pier.
On the pier, okay. Yeah, but they apparently, because it's just so popular.
It's very popular.
Have extended tables and chairs out onto the boardwalk, and that's not permitted, but they seem to be doing it.
Is there a general understanding, or is it necessary to expressly state in here the fact that the boardwalk and beach area, that frontage that is aligned with the Playland Park piece of it, that's to remain open to the public? Is it necessary to actually expressly state that in here, or is there a general understanding on the part of the board and the administration that after construction is over, the beach, you will have public access to the beach all along the frontage?
Well, I think it needs, personally, I think as the representative for Rye, it needs to be stated in here, because what would keep you from developing a hotel there and saying the beach is for hotel person, paying hotel people only?
Well, that would be a concern. That's why I raised the question. I mean, is there any red flag that's up that says that all of a sudden this portion of the beach is lost forever to foot traffic?
Mm-hmm.
So then it may in fact be the sense of both committees then that we need to expressly state that the beach is to remain open to the public. And I guess that's at all times. I mean, do you close the beach down? Do you close the beach front down?
I mean, I remember that the beach had been closed before, right? I remember.
Yes, and there was a lot of
when I was
yeah.
younger, yeah.
And yes. Too much information, Mr. Alvarado.
Mr. Let me qualify my comments by saying I voted against this resolution.
Yeah, we see.
There would have been a time before the administration went out with this RFP for us to sit around a table here and go through all these questions and have everything out. And then when the RFP went out, we all support it. For a variety of reasons. Now, this, to my mind, brings it all to the head. You know why this is not a good thing we're doing, but we support to do it, so it's going ahead. So with those comments, just my personal comments, let me say it again, the details. It seems to me once we say, and again, we really need to have, I mean, I read it once, but there's a lot of language in the RFP that says a lot of qualifiers. I'm frankly, just generically, I'm concerned how we as a board of legislators looks, not to the general public, but those folks coming in tomorrow and responding to the RFP. They're going to be judging us by, you know, the work product we put out, but that way. So the RFP speaks for itself. We say Playland Park is to remain county parkland. And I think that's important. It's parkland today. There is a process that could be dedicated. It's a long process. So for us to reaffirm there was proof of parkland is fine. Having said that, I think access to, let's say, to the beach, access to the water, maybe I'm wrong, but if it's a county park, if it's parkland, you're going to have access. I don't know how you can stop access. Now, the details, like to the beach, even today, there's a couple of entrances to the beach, but otherwise it's kind of blocked off. So once we start trying to tell a potential developer, you know, access to the beach, is it, you got to take the, you know, you can run onto the beach from everywhere, or could you in fact build a lot of stuff, but as long as there's a gate to the beach, does that constitute access to the whole beach? Because it's, today there's not access across the board. It's only access through different things. But once we start going down that road...
No, there has been. For these past years, there has been access to the beach from Oakland Park, which is right next door, Rye Town Park, and you could go all the way down.
That's a separate. And that's coming from someone else's property. You're right, but that's from Oakland Beach. But we're talking, we can't address Oakland Beach. From the county park to today, if I recall right, you just can't, unless you're jumping over a fence, there's access points to get to the beach. But we have it fenced off along the boardwalk, right? So, again, my point is, you start defining access to the beach. Is it, you know, like Miami Beach, and it's, you know, which is wide open, or we have limited, one could argue, limited access until you get on the beach. Once you're on the beach, you can go back and forth. But when we have so once we start to try to tell someone what we even mean by access to the beach, they say, well, geez, I was going to put a building here. They can go this way, but now... So I'm just, you know, I'm concerned about what we put out and how smart we look, let's say. So parkland is good. to save the rides and buildings currently designated as National Historic Landmarks to maintain. Well, I mean, again, I'm not sure, but if it's a historic landmark, it sort of has to be there. So I mean, I think it's sort of restating the obvious. You can't tear down a historic landmark. So for us to say, make sure you don't tear down his... And again, these qualifiers are in the RFP, if I recall.
Except, here's what's in the RFP.
But I don't want to go word... Okay, okay.
But just to your point.
Okay.
If this is on page 12. If the successful proposal involves an alienation of parkland at Playland Park, or a portion thereof, beach, the county would pursue approval by the New York State Legislature of the required alienation. So we have a document out that says that the county's going to do something.
Well, now, that's a great point. So on that, so see, it helps having... I might be willing to comment, wait a minute, someone in the administration said we would go to Albany. That might be worth putting up a stops, you know, alerts. Wait a minute, not so fast. That decision hasn't been made yet to go and participate in alienation. So to that's a fair point. The public should know, because that states, like, the county will do this. That's the problem. By us not sitting around and having just that kind of discussion, the administration may say,
well, we would have had this not gone out first.
Right, so I say it went out. So I'm saying, but it went out. So if there are definitive statements like that, I have no problem saying to the world, hey, not so fast. That hasn't been decided yet that we go to Albany. So that's what... But so those kinds of policy issues, I would say we need to put the yellow sign up. Some of those policies haven't been signed off on. But access to the beach, you know, don't tear down a historic landmark building, which I don't think you can do anyway. I'm actually be very careful.
No, you can.
I don't want to look stupid going out to the public. There are things that... And I don't want to take away creativity. I mean, once it's out there, I would have supported sending it out, but it's out there. And within reason, Jude raised a good point. That kind of policy, we should highlight. But and to the lake, I'm not sure what to say. The lake is there. I mean, I'm not creative enough to think, you know, in 10 seconds, what might one do to maybe make it bigger? Or I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know. But we're asking the public to come back. Maybe they'll just, you know, pass on that part of it. But the more kind of caveats we're trying to put out here, do we say the lake has to be associated with the park? Our language here, the amusement park, is to remain part of the physical. Well, suppose someone says, geez, I'm willing to keep 90% of the park, but I need a 10% to build a basketball court or something. You know, once you start laying out criteria, you start to put, you know, issues, impediments out there. So, unless we really get into the details, you know, no more than, you know,
I think,
75% of the park has to say. But
I think with regards to the lake, you have to just say it will remain a lake, given the fact that it operates both as a buffer, as a water cleanser, and, I mean, there's a lot of environmental things,
but there's all kinds of permits. And again, the RFP, I think, speaks to that. You're going to have to get so many permits. If someone were trying to change the lake, DEC, I guess, would probably stop them if we wouldn't stop them. I mean... All I'm saying is we can put it in there, but there are such impediments from the regulatory side to touching that lake for all the reasons you said it. It does.
Well,
so
isn't
many
it better
things.
To give people the
well, if they
the
don't
sort
see
the,
that, they're probably not a qualified
caveat?
Responder.
Well,
listen,
out,
as I say, I voted against doing this. We voted to do something, so you do something. But let's be smart. That thing about going to the state to alienate, I think that's something that you could put in here. You know, that's a policy that has not been signed. And if there are any other policies that the administration put in the RFP, that's something we should red flag and say, not so fast, we haven't signed off. But once you get specific to beach access and the lake, the park shall be state, those are now you're raising quick. Because if I'm a developer, I might say, well, can I take 1% of the park and do something? Or beach access, do I have to, what does that mean? I think it raises more questions than answers. I'd be careful about putting that kind of stuff out, but going to the state as an affirmative, counties decide to do that, no, we haven't. So I think that's a very good point you raised on that one. I thought I would point it. But otherwise, I'm just nervous if I put a lot of stuff out of it, because I think it hurts as much as it helps.
Can I?
Yes.
Can I?
Yes.
All right. I guess, first off, I'm really confused as to what the purpose of this is. I mean, you're like, the ship has sailed. The RFP is out. Can't take it back and rewrite it. So is this more of an official statement of... We're not happy with what went out, to be on the record?
Oh,
am I incorrect?
There's no question. We're especially.
But
where
does this go? I mean, what purpose?
There's a meeting tomorrow.
There's a couple of things.
There's a meeting tomorrow, that's fine. RFP meeting.
There was an effort that was made where we tried to come together before the RFP went out.
Right.
It went out.
And it went out.
And what we have decided to do is to provide some information to the administration that they would have gotten had they come together to meet with us. And also, in fairness to the people who are weighing whether or not they'll submit proposals in response to the RFP, we feel that they've got the RFP in hand, but another valuable piece of information would be, as they're putting together the proposals, there's another very significant body that's going to weigh in on this. Mm-hmm. That's the Board of Legislators.
Right.
So we're going to try to give them the benefit of some of our thinking at this point in the process. So at least tomorrow they'll know that, all right, my first reading of the proposal seemed to suggest I could go down this road, but after I read the board's position, maybe I can't really go down that road.
So this will, in essence, be attached, whatever the final product is, it's decided upon, will be attached to the RFP.
It's supposed to help.
If we can.
Give greater guidance, give more guidance. Gotcha.
Or at least we've asked the administration to share this with us.
To share, okay.
Is any of the members going to attend this meeting tomorrow? Okay.
What time?
10 o'clock, ice rink.
Because we need to make sure that whatever we agree,
signing off on that.
Yeah, we need to make sure that whatever we agree that is actually seen at that meeting. Otherwise,
hey, Mr. Chairman, can I address one specific item?
Yeah.
The Children's Museum. I know the board has had lots of discussions.
Ice rink.
I am maybe more inclined to support it now than before, but. And I saw something came by today. There's some financial impact analysis.
I put it on your desk.
Because I had raised with one of the key supporters of the museum, I said, not for nothing, but there might be some parking revenue. Now I see they're projecting $250,000. Mm-hmm. I say, not for nothing. We're putting up 5 or 6 or 7, whatever the final number is of the bonding and what our contribution is to the fixing up the building. That if, in fact, there is $250,000 a year parking from our parking, maybe we get $100,000 of it. Maybe we get, what's our annual bonding cost?
No, I think the county gets the entire parking revenue.
Yeah. Well, that was my point to him, because he couldn't answer me a month and a half ago. Who gets the parking revenues?
County.
Okay, well, maybe my conversation was that, because that might make me and maybe some of the legislators more inclined to support it.
Great, so you're on?
Well, if that's, I just saw the numbers, I didn't hear from the museum that we get that money, but that's good to
this
know.
This is from the museum.
Okay. Well, it just said, listen, $250,000.
No, read it.
Say who got
this,
it.
The Children's Museum will provide the following economic benefits within a year of the lease. Okay.
All right, so who gets the $250,000?
The county.
It says, where does it
the
say?
The county collects all of the money from the parking lot, no matter what.
We didn't read it that way.
Yeah, even the tiki bar
generates parking revenue to the county.
The parking.
We own the lot.
Right, but the proposal for the person who was like really running the show over there a month and a half ago was not his understanding that we got
Tracy?
The parking revenues. No.
Tracy K?
No. It was not his understanding that we get
Mark
the parking revenues. Does it specifically say the county get it, or just says that's what's generated? It may say that's what's generated.
$250,000.
My understanding was that went to the county.
Whose budget is that? It's unclear from there whose budget that money goes into, whose pocket.
I think that goes into county. The question to them, no. All right, Marty, I'm sorry I said I think.
Okay, right, let's not debate that.
Marty,
I'm not the one to debate that.
This came from a request to Tracy Kay, the executive director of the Westchester Children's Museum. Ooh, and it says Ms. UEM. Sorry about that. To provide us with an economic, just a bulleted economic profile of what the Children's Museum brings to the county.
Okay, well, if you're... Back to the task at hand is
the statement that goes out from us today.
Right, saying it is to be a part of it.
Right.
What I'm saying is I might sign on to that declaration if, one, I keep saying we haven't seen the lease yet. What's the lease say? I don't know. Frank, honestly, I don't know. Anybody can take a position on this until you see the lease. Once we see the lease and see how it's laid out, then presumably there's a lot of support. That's the lease. That's what it says. I can support that. I'm hoping I can be there. I want to be able to say, I read the lease.
So your constituents.
But I want to know what the lease says, who gets the parking. I mean, I just want to see it. So if we sign off today, it's part of it's a negotiation to me. Now, maybe, I can only speak for myself. If the board signed off, it's done, there's nothing to negotiate, then I'm by myself again. But if I want to put on the table, I'd like to have the county get some of that $250,000. And with all due respect, that piece of paper...
I believe they get it all.
Well, it doesn't say that.
It says
it's part of the $4.5 million that the museum generates.
So I wouldn't want to sign off on until we...
So that you know, the county does get the money. The thing is, the projection of 250,000, just figure that out.
Well, that's another...
That's 50,000 cars. Right. They're not bringing in 50,000.
No, that's another issue. Is it really,
that's what you got to really look at. Really
well, they could, because they're bringing total visitorship of 198,000. So if you put two persons per car, you got 50,000 cars.
We want to make a final decision on that. That's all I'm saying.
Our hands,
$5 a pop.
Our hands are not tied by what we signed off on today. We have a proud history of maintaining positions over the long term, and also on a dime, turning on things and going when we're heading north, and now we're heading south. So the thing is, the language that I read at the beginning of the meeting mentioned that at this particular point in the process. And we reserve the right, with other information, to decide later on that some of these things we perhaps have changed our mind about. But in all fairness to the participants tomorrow, what we're trying to say is at this particular point, this is the direction that we're inclined to go.
But Bill, if someone says, I have this great... whatever it might be, some fantastic use that none of us thought about. That's like, we may have political problems with the Children's Museum, we'll put them someplace. I mean, I'm not saying throw the museum out. All I'm saying is, if we tell the public now, you got to put that great idea you might have given to the county, don't bother giving to us because we are now the board saying, put that in there. Why would we do that?
Well,
why would we do that?
We would only do it if a majority of the people voting on it decide to do it.
Let's just say it's a...
You know, I mean,
I don't know why we would do any of these things because
I agree with you. I mean, we're not bound. This letter, to me, protects the
residents of Rye. If I lived in Rye,
I understand your point.
I don't really. Sorry.
This is not an official vote of this board. All right. This is a letter that's meant to offer some guidance. We also reserve the right once again. All of these things will come before us individually, if they ever do, and we will then deliberate, make our decision, go out on the floor, and vote to do one thing or another. As I mentioned before, this list may be a list of one item, or maybe a list of 21 items. It's here as a basis for discussion, but once again, it is not something that, you know, kind of puts your feet in concrete and we watch the concrete solidify around your ankles. That's not what this does. And any one of you are free to make up your own minds as to what you'll actually do with these things if they ever come before us when it comes time to vote. And if including some of this stuff causes a proposal not to have something included in it, somebody decides that, gee, I have a great idea for the North Bath House. It's a restaurant with a beautiful view out on the Sound. But now I'm not going to put that in because the Westchester Children's Museum is going to occupy that space. If that, in fact, is how they write the proposal, fine. They don't have to. They are simply getting this to get some indication as to how we feel about these issues at this point. And if they don't think that we're a major player, then fine. If they figure that the administration will call the shots on what ultimately happens there, then they'll do up the proposal they want to do up and submit it anyway.
But Bill, again, to your point, that's exactly, we want people to think we're a major player. If we put this out tomorrow, if it's with that Children's Museum, I think, at least the committees, are telling the world, don't waste your, we're a major player, this is our thinking, don't waste your time with trying to tie up some kind of big deal because we're telling you right now, the museum's going there. And I'm saying, that's what we want to do, hey, that, you know, do it. But it's not like, maybe they will, maybe, we want people to take this seriously, take this as a major player. The whole reason, as Sheila asked, why are we doing this? Because we want the folks to know out there in the public, this is our position. If our position is, and that's the will of the committee,
well,
you know, the museum's going there, let's not say, but they can ignore us because we didn't really mean what we said. No, I think this goes out tomorrow. This is, we mean what we say.
As of today, two committees met.
Exactly.
Let me throw open to the, we're all legislators. We all sat there on that night on the board floor. What the hell did we mean by the resolution that we amended that night to put this job in the hands of this committee and budget to to make this statement of input and recommendations. What was our intent that night? In a way, this whole exercise didn't have to take place at all, because all of the decisions that ultimately have to come to the board would be coming to us anyway, and it might come as a great surprise to the administration or people responding to the RFP if all of a sudden we decided not to go a certain way on one of these
issues. We did nothing. Judy identified, I think, a very important item, this thing about alienation, and that this document says the county says we'll go to Albany. If we put out nothing else, let's not mislead the public, because I'm going to put in some proposals for hotels and all kinds.
He says we'll go to Albany if the alienation is on is consented to.
But I'm saying the public does. They're saying the county says we're prepared. Albany will probably say no, but the county is saying we're prepared to go.
We're going
to
say no, too.
I know. Okay. Well, but I'm saying, this document says the county's willing to do it. So I have no problem with Jude's point that, tell the public, hey, well, wait a minute, we didn't sign off on that. The museum is just one detail. I think to the extent folks want to give some direction, that's fine. The museum is just one. Museum is just one bullet.
I'm going to cut this off. These are all good points. I'm going to cut this off. I'm going to ask the committees at this point, is it our intention this afternoon to go ahead and generate a document that contains some input and recommendations?
I think so, and as a matter of fact, I think all the points that have been made here, even if it's as suggested by the staff, used as a guide for anybody that is going to respond to these RSPs, they need to know what the sentiment of the board, or at least the majority of the two committees that to resolution were assigned to do this.
All right.
So I am actually leaning towards adding the Budget and Appropriations Committee to the second paragraph, where it says it is the sense of the Committee on Public Works and Professional Labor and the Committee on Budget and Appropriations in there.
All right, let's go with the first bullet. Playland Park is to remain dedicated parkland. There is a question. Marty properly identifies the difference in the board's position as opposed to the administration's. The point is we need to let people know that there is a difference of opinion here. Is the first bullet satisfactory?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any? It's been recommended that it say is to remain dedicated county parkland.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So you're going to circle word dedicated.
The word dedicated there. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye. All right. We move on to the second bullet, and then we're going to go through a process of taking any additions to the list. The amusement park. Now, but we're not going to say 95% of the park or 100% of the park or 32% of the park. The amusement park, I think, personally, I think that's a sufficient message. People know there is an amusement park there, and unless we come up with, we're able to craft some different language. The amusement park is to remain part of the physical organization of Playland Park. All right. It doesn't say it's going to be all of the physical organization. It says amusement park, or the amusement piece, or whatever however we want to term it, is to remain part of the physical organization of Playland Park. If this board is interested in seeing that, then fine, we can include that statement. If we are not wedded to that, if we do not care whether or not an amusement park remains part of the Playland Park, parkland along the Sound, then we scratch it. So we're open to suggestions on this. Bill?
Could we say, instead of the amusement park, say an amusement park?
Okay.
The reason for that is I'm looking at the elements of the document here. Mm-hmm. And it talks about the, on page 13, mm-hmm. talks indirectly about the union contracts, suggesting that, in fact, the concept does involve some sort of amusement park. I'm not altogether sure that saying the amusement park, which suggests the whole amusement park, mm-hmm. Should be the rock on which we build this particular proposal. Whereas mm-hmm. an amusement park, because of the reasons that we've all advanced about the staycation and the historical value of so many of these buildings, has got to be in my mind.
Of
It has, in my mind anyway, has got to be part of this. And the development should go on around it, but not necessarily every square inch.
Okay, Gordon?
I think Bill is pretty much saying what I was going to say. Conceptually, I don't know the way you had Da or Ann, it would perceive as if it's the entire park.
Right.
Also, my only problem with this, obviously we don't have all of the members of both committees here, but this piece that's going out almost represents the viewpoint of the entire body, and it really won't. I mean, not all of us serve on these two committees. There's a lot of people who aren't here on this committee anyway, so I think it's difficult to send out something that represents 17 members when they're not all here.
Well, I don't think it does.
Best we can say is it just represents the majority of the two committees charged with the task. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
But good point. It is. It's the first time in 13 years that I think I've part of something that relied on two committees to frame up a statement for the board. But anyway, Marty.
Mr. Chairman, I don't mean to be picky because I'm not really part of this process, but because people have come to me and says, where do the rides come in? Okay, amusement park. Some guy had, I have an idea, but I may need some space. Can we have 30 there rides now? Would you accept, 10 rides? Because I want to do something to replace some of the rides. It's a detail. But it gets it when you say an amusement park, is their assumption, the assumption is we've got those rides there. But it could be a park, amusement park with, again, half the rides. I don't mean to create a problem.
I think,
but
I think
it's just these.
I think
the
amusement park is defined in the RFP.
Is it yeah. With all the rides?
I think defined in the RFP as they define the component parts of Playland. I think they discuss, if I'm not mistaken, we took this up.
You don't sign it.
Someone want to take out half the rides and do something else there.
Some people.
Okay, so on Bill's point, an amusement park, right? I think we know the amusement park to be the rides and the different amusements. Knock over the Cupid doll with a baseball or something.
But that's the question. Do we say, it's got to be amazing?
Well, in the site description, if I may, on page 6, it says that sort of defines the amusement park as being 30 acres. Okay, that's so about the only reference I can
that's
find.
That's what the and the say,
rides, games,
we're not limited to the size or location.
So again, if you were standing there tomorrow and someone asks, I see the board committee say the park is the main part of the physical visit. Mr. Ryan, do you mean that if you've got 33 rides there today and I had some idea but I need the space for those three of the 33, can I do it? I'm not trying to play hardball.
I would just say that an amusement park is to be part of the physical organization of Playland Park. Make your proposal.
Right.
What are you proposing that would change this? And then the board would have to consider
that. Okay. Chairman, would it be appropriate to merge that bullet and the following bullet into one?
All right, let me give some background on the third bullet. The rise of buildings currently designated as National Historic Landmarks that are to be maintained and protected. Under existing policy, and we saw some of this during the Spano administration, and this RFP talks about a different process. If you have departmental approval, you can raise structures at Playland. You can take them right to the ground, yeah. And you can do so because they constitute, in someone's mind, a hazard, a safety issue. And I tell you, when one of the structures, one of the columns came down, towers came down, this caused people from the East Coast to the West Coast of this country to be screaming and hollering. I couldn't believe the phone calls that I received as board chairman and emails from amusement park watchers who mm-hmm. knew what Playland was, knew its history, and were screaming about the destruction by bulldozers of things that had been determined to be unsafe. So rather than kind of rebuild them and shore them up, they were pieces of it were raised. So with that as part of the park's history, this historic landmark piece of the RFP says, if the proposal includes continuation of an existing amusement park and utilizing existing structures, any proposed renovations must be approved in writing by the Westchester County Parks Department. prior to the work being done. And, of course, that means the department will make some decisions as to whether or not a building, a structure, stands or is raised. A ride continues to stand or must be raised.
Well, I like that. With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure you can raise that, but the point you raised in that paragraph, you raised with that paragraph and up on top in the union contracts. Again, I'm the eyes of a developer. Union contracts. Should respondents choose to continue use of the music park under where you're at, historic land parks, if the proposal includes continuation of existing music park, the RP, therefore, certainly from the RP's diminished purview,
right.
certainly contemplates maybe not using it.
Right. I agree.
That. So all I'm saying is, if we put in that this is the will of the board of the parks, the amusement park is to remain part of the physical organization. We are taking a position that notwithstanding the RP was trying to be broader,
right.
you know, trying to move, we are saying, forget that, as we've referred here some parts, we're telling you, you're going to leave. Now, we're free to do that, but we're very much narrowing the scope from what's out there on the street, and all I'm saying is think twice before we do that. If that's what we want to do, that's
okay,
fine.
All right. Now, that's a legitimate view. This is in here because in discussing with a majority of this board has not stated that they want the amusement park piece out. That's why the piece is in here. All right. Talking to individual legislators, talking to members of the committee, the reason why this piece is in here for consideration in the first place is because a substantial number of legislators feel that an amusement park component of Playland Park needs to be present in the future plan. So, if these two committees are now going to decide that it no longer has to be, that's the path to take if you want to delete this. If you want to send a message tomorrow that as of right now, this board of legislators is saying that an amusement park needs to be part of the physical organization of Playland, then you leave it in.
Should we vote on that? I mean, what do you want
to do? we're gonna have to, because we have one view.
Significantly changing the scope of the RP.
I agree with Marty, actually.
Yeah, it does significantly change.
And I'm not sure that's wise.
Let me put on the record, I tell you, it's...
Lost quorum.
That's the other thing. Then we'll have to report to the board that we couldn't maintain a quorum for this meeting.
No, but what's your quorum?
Are there people that have trouble making a statement that there are parts of this whole issue where we take exception to, agreeing that Playland Park is to remain county parkland flies in the face of this RFP.
Yes,
and limits
that's
it.
True. Yeah, because they say we will.
So it's not that we're just getting to that point now.
We will apply. If I may, as much as I hate to admit it, I don't know if, I mean, it is after the fact. That's the problem with all of this. We've got an RFP out in the public's hands. There's a meeting tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happens if you come out with something that says, hello, wait. I don't know.
This was the whole thing, if I may, Mr. Chairman. I think these are all great points. But at the same time, the reason why we're at this table is because we were not part of the RSP that
right.
is representing stuff that we don't agree. So, Marty, as much as I agree with you that we're going against what's on this document.
The board voted to do this, so
that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to be a little helpful.
Exactly, but in the process, the points that are here are the concerns that a majority of legislators have expressed, which is what Chairman Ryan is highlighting. So, as the two committees, we want to issue a document that at least gives a guide to anybody that's applying for this. You're still going to have to go through this hurdle with us.
I know, Jose. I can see a difference. Like saying we want this to remain county parkland, that's a major, major issue, and I would be comfortable saying, you know, that's what we want. But beyond that, like, the park has to stay. Now, we may believe that, but why just send out the RFP?
Right.
I mean, at some point, you know, what do we not, we say the ice casino has to stay, the beach has to stay, what's left?
Okay. Now,
parkland is a big, you know, parkland itself, that's a major thing, but once you get beyond there, can do it. But I'm saying, understand what you're doing. You're significantly.
Then help us, me and Mr. Ryan, find a middle ground. Let's get rid of whatever is too uncomfortable to the majority of both committees, and let's keep what was comfortable, and let's go, because the truth of the matter is already an hour of talking, hearing ourselves talk.
Playland Park is to remain county, dedicated county parkland.
They said
built
no.
off, built off that. They said no.
They said
we
no.
say
that
yes. We are flying clearly right in the face of this RFP.
They shouldn't have said that.
And the thing is, if that's what we're saying, then you only have a few choices. It's active parkland, it's passive parkland, or it's a combination of the two. It remains what it is, or it becomes baseball fields. I mean, there's just so many things that we could do with it. Knowing that it's going to remain as dedicated county parkland. It could be very passive. It could be a great natural space. But the thing is, if you're worried about flying in the face of the RFP, you do it with the very first item.
Yep, you're right.
Pete, just as majority leader, let me advise you that the full board's direction to these committees, it may not be possible to carry out this task.
You see who's sitting
here. I don't know who's...
We have quorums?
We yeah. still have quorums, okay. Yeah. As long as we have quorums, then we can continue, but...
All right, the other one that seems neutral to me is maintain public access to the Long Island Sound and Boardwalk. This is your point.
Yes.
I think that...
I would lose personally the amusement park as part because I think it does seem to be a day late and a dollar short given that the RFP. I agree with you that the RFP already went out saying we could get rid of parkland, but I would like to say as a board of legislators, or at least of these two committees, no, Playland Park is to remain dedicated county parkland, and public access to the Long Island Sound and to the boardwalk must remain.
All right, so those two
and a Westchester Children's Museum is to be part of the physical organization.
But do we want to limit the location to that area?
Yes, we just spent $7 million. Yes.
All right. And I think at this point we
have... I'm going to speak in favor of including the amusement park as part of the physical organization.
Okay, so an amusement park, as amended by Mr. Burke.
If I may add something.
Yes.
Well, I would like to suggest that we merge bullet 2 and bullet 3 with the in the form of doing the following. After the word park at the end of the second bullet, instead of a period, insert a comma.
We did.
And insert the following words, and the with a lowercase t, so that they simply run together.
Read it, sir.
An amusement park is to remain part of the physical organization of Playland Park, and the rides and buildings currently designated as National Historic Landmarks are to be maintained and protected.
And the purpose of that?
Well, it's two things. It speaks to the amusement park in one sentence, and therefore narrows down the whole discussion. Secondly, I think in replacement of the is very important because it gives us a great deal of flexibility in not discouraging people who make
in location and size, which is
without
a concern of
without one. Getting really deeply into anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure whether I'm necessarily speaking for everyone, but I happen to think that the RFP was rather artfully constructed. It's not what I would have done, but it's not to me the worst thing in the world. Well, what we have to do is make sure that our voice is heard on some points which were glossed over or we're in contradiction with a lot of
the board, a majority of members.
Right. So the therefore, I think we're doing all right.
Okay. So those are 3 points that there. We continue, Mr. Chairman, with your permission
to the two points.
Okay. No, we're going to revisit the Westchester Children's Museum is to be part of the physical organization of Playland at the North Bath House. That's what we have.
Yep.
And if there is concern, maybe we should have the committee's vote on this one. What do you think? Because otherwise, we need to decide.
I vote in favor of that.
Well,
this Marty, would be voting on the...
I'm not signing off on this.
Okay.
But the board gave the
No, that's what I'm saying.
We're not going to be able to afford to spend time on this.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying. Any other member is an A here that is present, because if you're not here, you can vote anyway.
I'd like to make a comment on the Children's Museum.
Okay.
The Children's Museum on page 13 is referenced in a... in an advisory way, which I think is actually pretty good. it could be strengthened if we were absolutely, if we chose to be absolutely committed to the current proposal at the current location. I cannot say that I absolutely am pending the contract. So that I'm not, I would not be opposed to the idea of saying that, that we strongly urge respondents to consider in a space where we have spent $7 or $8 million the inclusion of a children's museum, which has gone very far down the road to develop itself. But to state flat out that that must be there, it must exist, and it must be there, I'm not sure I can support that.
Okay. Other comments on this? Who am I talking to?
Us. Yeah, I like it. So I would have a vote for I. They have two nays.
For what, though?
I like to keep it, but I understand what you've said.
Keeping the exact language which is
yes.
in here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's my vote, and I'm just fine.
Okay. I will support that as well, as it's, once again, at this particular point in the process, I feel comfortable in saying that that should be part of a physical organization.
We surely have two nays, but as far as my committee passes, because I would support this also, how about public works compensation on labor part? We have two nays.
No, I'm not on that. Excuse me, I'm not on public works.
Oh, you're not on public works.
I'm not really that sure you have
a formal vote on
a majority.
Yeah, no. We just want to move with the points, and if we need to go through a vote, it's necessary. You already know what the nays are.
Left. Are you on?
No. Who did we have in the first place? Who's in the building that's part of this committee?
Well, Ryan of Alvarado, Burroughs, Myers, Rogowski, Alfreda, and Ken.
That's what I'm saying.
So we have a quorum.
Yeah, we have a quorum.
Both have quorums.
Okay. So, no. Thank you. We continue on to the next one. It passes without your vote and without Marty's vote.
Because budget has five and there are two
yes,
names.
Yes.
Bills has
five,
and only Marty is on that committee of the nays, so therefore it passes.
Right.
Yes.
Just, Mr. Chairs, both of you to know, I we don't want to rush this, but obviously we've got another meeting
And that's exactly what I'm doing, rushing.
We're trying to
rush. We only have one more point, then, if I'm correct, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman. Playland Lake must remain a lake. And again.
Second.
Okay.
Third.
Move and second, and Marty, you remain a nay on this one, right? Okay. He's the only nay. And that's it, Mr. Chairman. Then the other ones are, again, further the Committee of Public Works.
These are things that, in the Public Works Parks Committee, these are items that have been discussed.
And they make perfect sense.
This doesn't go to the RFP committee tomorrow, meeting tomorrow. No. Those are things.
Those are considerations. All right, so.
You know what could be added in there, if I may? This whole issue, I don't know how you word it, but it does seem unfair that Playland Park has to contain its debt service in its budget when the other parks don't.
Okay. I think that this...
No, it's not for tomorrow, but if you're going to put it in with this, I would add that one.
That's a good point, because that too came up in committee.
It's just why. It's not fair.
Okay.
But
this has been an item that the legislators are insisting upon that be put in to show the true cost of Playland.
But then we should show the true cost of every park. No?
But remember, and this was the George Foros.
I know that.
Okay. Again, this last 3 points, Mr. Chairman, are not going to be included on the...
No, this is just, the recommendations, when the board adopted the amendment that talked about input and recommendations, I still go back to that night, and I'm trying to figure out, what it was that collectively we were talking about. Recommendations are going to be useful, but not at this particular point in the process.
All right. So that means that, as far as points of concern for the board that currently exist in this RFP, have been delineated and recorded. And when we have a document that we can all sign at some point or another.
I have a signature page. If I may just repeat what
please,
I have on here.
Please.
Go through the bullets.
Okay. The Playland Park is to remain. I have dedicated and counties. They both, one is Perens, one is
dedicated, you can use it all as regular words, right?
Yeah, remain dedicated county parkland.
Okay, go for it. Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to address the Plainland beaches to remain open to the public?
Yes, that one already made it in.
All right, so I'm adding that in.
Okay, how does that read?
It says Plainland beaches to remain open to the public.
No, I think we want public access.
Maintain public access to the Long Island Sound and Boardwalk.
Maintain public access. Or actually, if you want to do it in the same way all the others are done, you should say public access to the Long Island Sound and Boardwalk must remain or must be maintained.
English major over there.
Public access to the
Long Island Sound.
Right.
And Boardwalk.
That's right.
Must be maintained.
Must remain.
Or must remain. Must remain.
I will not challenge you now.
All right.
Okay. Then I have for the next bullet, N amusement park is to remain part of the physical organization of Clayland Park and the rides and buildings currently designated as National Historic Landmarks are to be maintained and protected.
Yes.
Grammatically, Mr. Bill Burton of Austin asked for a comma after the word park, Plainland Park.
However, he will not stand in the way of the majority dropping said comma.
Okay, next point, please.
A Westchester Children's Museum is to be part of the physical organization of Playland. Now, do you want it to read
at the North Bath House?
Or should be cited at the North?
No, at the North.
At the North Bath House.
That's how it was suggested.
Do you want to reference the reason for meaning the $7 million?
No.
Okay. Then I have Playland Lake, also referred to as Menersing Lake, which is now available for rowboat.
No.
Okay. Must remain a lake.
Must.
Okay, take out the water sports section?
Yeah.
Must remain a lake. Period.
Okay.
And we're not limiting the size, Marty.
With water in it. No, I'm just teasing.
All right. With the understanding that the consensus of the members present here, and we have a sure nay, and you oppose the museum, but holistically you support the suggestions.
And holistically support the museum.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, for both committees, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Rogowski is seriously opposed.
Oh, he's seriously something.
A motion by Ms. Myers and a second you want a second?
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
That way, if you just do one, you're both on both committees.
Do you think, Bill?
Right, that's what
plans on being at this meeting
tomorrow?
I do.
Do you think, because I haven't signed up, it does say failure to register does not preclude submission of proposal, but it says only those respondents who register their interest with the county will be eligible to arrange a pre-proposal tour, attend the pre-proposal meeting, and submit.
Good. You want to see the county police throw you out? You go with the camera. They will not throw you out.
Then I'm going to go like this.
Exactly.
They're not about
to.
All right.
Me.
All right. Motion by Ms. Myers, seconded by myself of both committees. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Rogowski is seriously opposed.
If
there are no other business to come before this committee, a motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved.
Motion for Public Works Parks.
So moved.
To the effect
of. Without objection, that committee
dividing
is now
property.
Oh, really?
Okay. Judy, where's that?
Where's
that?
What are you going to sign? No?
Going to run for the CEO.
You should.
And the guy from Rye City Council is going to run for the CEO.
We need a ruling on that.